Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. And those of you who are looking for Talk to a Pastor, well, this is the same program. It's the same me, the same content, a different title, a new title, Shedding Shackles. Wouldn't you like to start over again? How many of you have made a lot of mistakes in your life and you'd like to start over again, but you don't know how? You don't know how to shed the baggage of the past, like hurt feelings, angers, resentments, grudges, okay, and all of that, plus other issues that you have acquired over the years of wrong living. Now, wrong living is a very good term, because we ought to be living rightly. What is right living? See, you don't have any idea what right living is, because undoubtedly you thought you, for a lot of your life, you thought you were living rightly. And yet, in some subtle way, things deteriorated. Your relationships, your health, everything deteriorated in a very subtle way. And you don't understand how it happened. Well, it's because there are principles that apply to human life. And when you violate those principles, then things don't go good. And sometimes the principles are very subtle. They're very, very subtle. See, the application of a principle to a particular moment, you know, when there you are, there's your child. It's one of those delicate moments between you and your child, or between you and your partner, or one of those moments in life where you could turn right or turn left, where you could go one way or another. And what you do can sometimes be whether you succeed, whether you're safe, come out of the moment safely, or whether you say the right thing or do the right thing, can be very, very subtle. And it depends upon just-in-time delicate knowledge, delicate wisdom, which you won't find in your brain. You won't find coming up from things that you've read in the past or anything like that. You need to be close to the source of that delicate wisdom. But getting back to these principles of right living, the application of them is very important. It can be very subtle. But chances are you don't even know what they are, for the most part, or you know what they are, but you don't know how to apply them in the moment. So let's talk about that, because in order to start again, you have to begin living rightly and not make the mistakes that you made in the past. Well, yes, what I was going to say is that animals have instincts. I've said this 1,000 times, and I'll keep saying it until finally you get it. Animals have instincts. God gives animals instincts, which serves them very well. A rabbit knows how to be a rabbit, and the blue jay knows how to build its nest, okay, and so on. The beaver knows how to build a dam. But humans have something different. We have intuition. God gives humans intuition, not instinct. So it is by intuition that you acquire the special knowledge that you need to live the good life and to succeed with your partner and with your kids and in your life and to have a long and fulfilling life. And when it's all done, see, perhaps even to find the secret to eternal life. So stay tuned for this program, because it could make all the difference in the world. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. If you'd like to visit our website, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. That's SheddingShackles.com. Or you can try our free meditation at www.thefreemeditation.com. We were talking about living by faith. Let's continue with that very, very important topic, living by faith. So I said that humans have intuition. Animals have instinct. Instinct serves animals well, but humans have something far better. It's called intuition, which means that in the moment. See, life is not lived in the past. Each new moment, okay, is lived afresh, anew. It's never been lived before, never been lived again. You'll have this moment, and then there's the next moment, and then the next. Okay? And each moment you have access to something called intuition. So you can move delicately. You can move delicately. And with the intuition there, always there silently with you. From that intuition you will just sense. You'll just know somehow which way to go. And you'll move, well, effortlessly. One man said it so beautifully. He said, like a ballerina dancing across the stage, you'll move through life. And the intuition is in the moment. And it comes from, well, it comes from God. And it's wordless. It's silent. It's what you know in your heart. It's like inspiration. Okay? And when you live according to that, so how do you have access to that? Well, it's always there. See, but you've fallen away from it. Have you ever wondered why in the Bible faith is so important? So important. Christ often said that faith is important. And he marveled. When someone had faith, he marveled. He marveled at it. And he said, you know, this is amazing how much faith this person has. And when people didn't have faith, he also wondered at that. He said, oh, ye of little faith. Faith was so important. And Paul talked about faith too. And we know that people like Abraham had faith. And Noah had faith. We know that. Why is faith so important? Because what does faith mean? It's actually, faith is not so much a concept as it is a living, to live by faith. See, we don't have the right word in English. They probably had a better word in Aramaic, the language that Jesus spoke. Faith is a living faith. Living by faith means looking to your intuition, looking within to your intuition, to what you know in your heart, looking to it for your guidance, moment by moment guidance. See, not to books, not to experts, not to authorities, not to textbooks, not to professors, see, not to memory, something that you memorized or something that you heard, but to intuition, and then moving delicately by intuition. That's what faith is. So now you see the connection. You see animals have instinct. Animal doesn't need faith. Animal doesn't need faith. The animal just, without effort, lives by instinct. Okay? That's the animal's nature. You could say it's second nature to the animal. He just lives by instinct. The human does not automatically, although we should, okay, we should, and you will if you find the path. If you come back to the path of salvation and live properly, then you will live, I don't want to say instinctively, but just it'll just come naturally to you to live by faith. That'll be the natural thing for you. So doubts will be a thing of the past, and fears will be a thing of the past, and worries and planning and scheming and trying to figure everything out would be a thing of the past. You will just live your life effortlessly and faith and by faith, a moment at a time, playing one note at a time, like a symphony plays one note at a time. And it'll all work out because God will be helping you. You'll be living according to a pattern that He has for you. Now, this is very important. So now you see what living by faith is. And so you've fallen away from your intuition. So you have to refind your intuition. Refind it. Okay? And get close to it. And live by it. And then you will be living by faith. And may I recommend the meditation, the little meditation that I have. It's free. It helps you to sit still and relocate your intuition, which you've lost touch with. Okay? Now you're lost down in your thinking. Planning and scheming and worrying and thinking about the past and planning for the future. You must come out of your thoughts, stand back, and refind your wordless intuition and live by it. And then you will live by faith. Were you touched or moved by something you heard on today's program? Call our listener call-in line. It's available 24/7. Call and leave a message on the voicemail 24/7. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good if you could just learn to live by faith, to follow your intuition, what you know in your heart, what you wordlessly know, on a moment-by-moment basis. Then life would become simple. Okay? And you would have God as your... What does it say in the Bible? There's a beautiful passage. I think it's in the Proverbs, I think. It may be the Psalms. It says God orders the steps of the person who loves Him, or the person who lives rightly. Something like that. Yes, God will order your steps for you. The inner light will become like a lamp unto your feet. And all you have to do is heed it. But now you have fallen away from it. So I think this is important. This is important that I talk about this, because people don't understand. They don't get it. People don't even know they've fallen away from intuition. They don't even know they have intuition. They hear people talk about intuition like, well, that's a woman's intuition. See? But no, we all have it. It's the most important gift that you have. See, because as a human being, you need guidance. Would you agree that people need guidance? We do, okay? And even when we're 80 years old, we need guidance. We know that. But where are you going to get guidance? Are you going to look to some expert? To somebody who wrote a book? Or to some stranger at the head of a classroom for guidance on delicate matters in life? Shouldn't you, okay, as a full-fledged human being, shouldn't you be able to see for yourself in the moment and say the right thing or do the right thing instead of not knowing what to do and then saying the wrong thing? That's what we do all the time. We say the wrong thing. We do the wrong thing. We move too soon or too slow. We move with the wrong emotion. We move with anger, with resentment, with greed, with impatience. See, the sign of a person who's not living by faith is impatience. Because if you had faith, then you could wait. You could wait without anxiety. See, if you didn't know what to do, you would wait until you did know, because you would be assured that God will let you know what to do when the time is right. He will somehow show you what to do. He will arrange things, and a door will open, and you'll delicately go through that door and to safety and to happiness. That's faith, see? So you won't have to be impatient. But what is impatience? It's an ego. Impatience is an ego, a selfish ego, see, who thinks that he has to make things happen. See, that's a mistake. A lot of us think that we have to do something, that we have to make things happen. But when you try to make things happen, what happens? You always mess up. You think, well, I got to say something to my kid about this, or I got to talk about this to my kid. So then you read what somebody said, or listen to what somebody said. You know, you listen to an MP3, or you go on the internet, and then you kind of try to remember what they said, and then you sit down with your child and say a bunch of things, and you know what? The timing is wrong. There's no love in it. It's dead, because it's all pre-digested, something that you learned somewhere, instead of faith. So you're not connected to the source. You don't have roots that go deep, deep, deep into understanding. See, a solid person. Why is a person solid? Because they have roots that go deep, deep into understanding and wisdom. They're solidly grounded. See, grounded in what? Grounded in their intuition. Grounded in love. Grounded in God. My name is Roland. I'll be right back. Listen to this special announcement. It has some very good information for you. Hello, this is Roland. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to start again and let go of the baggage from the past? Then visit SheddingShackles.com. I have a brand new video series, a series of 10-minute lectures on how to get started again and do it right this time. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the tab that says Resources. Scroll down and look for Video Lectures. Hello, this is Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. I hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, negative thoughts, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get upset so easily. For example, how about my Easy Meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. Visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at SheddingShackles.com. Welcome back. A lot of people want to live properly. They really do. And they can see that they're messing up somehow, and they scratch their head. They don't know how. They don't get it. Well, that's why I'm here. to give you some clues. See, I don't want to be your source of information in some external source. What I want to do is hand you back to your own inner good. Hand you back to your own intuition. Show you how to find it. See, how to get in touch with it and stay in touch with it. Okay, then my job is done. That's all I'm doing, is trying to wake you up, trying to make you see that you need your intuition. Okay, you need that. And then, if you can see that, then you can try the meditation that I have, for example. See if that helps you to reconnect with your intuition. It will, if you're ready, and if you want your intuition. See, most people, deep down, they don't want their intuition. They want to be connected to their intuition. You know why? Because your intuition feels like conscience. See, when you've made a lot of mistakes, when you've hated a lot of people, and you've been selfish and greedy and phony and whatever you've done, well, then you acquire guilt before this inner light. When the inner light shines upon you, then you feel, guilt, which is actually good, okay, if you handle it properly. See, the other thing is you mishandle your relationship with the inner light. You think, well, if it makes you feel bad, then you don't want anything to do with it because it makes you feel bad because you want to feel good. But see, life is not all about, it's not about feeling good. Life is about building character. Life is about building character. And finding out what you need to know to live properly, to do right by others. Okay, that's what life is all about. It's not about feeling good. So, conscience is actually your closest link to God. And it wouldn't feel like conscience if you hadn't strayed from it. See, if you walked with God, it says in the Bible that Noah walked with God. Enoch walked with God. Of course, Christ walked with God. Paul, they didn't have conscience. They didn't feel conscience. It didn't make them feel bad. It was just like natural for them. They got up in the morning and went about their business, and their intuition was always with them, as a lamp under their feet, guiding them. It was like their friend. It was wordless guidance, like light. Light shines upon things. Okay, and then you can see in the light, and that's what you need, is your intuition. But since you've made some mistakes, it feels like conscience. So to handle that properly, what you have to do is, when your conscience shows you that you've messed up, then just bear the little bit of pain of seeing that you messed up. It's only your ego anyway that always wants to be right and never wrong. See, that's another thing you're guilty of, is playing God. So you have to see that and repent of it. Just see your error. Don't try to do anything. Don't try to escape from the light. Don't try to make yourself right. That's another ego trip. Don't reach for your iPhone, your smartphone, or for food or for music or something. Just sit there and bear the little bit of pain of seeing your own wrong. See, it talks in the Bible about the Word made flesh. You remember that in the Gospel of John? It talks about the Word made flesh. The Word made flesh. Well, can you see that the inner Word, the wordless Word, what you know in your heart, the silent Word in your heart, it's like a light. It's a light from God. When it shines and you see your own wrong, if you respond properly to that light, and properly simply means to simply see that the light is true, the light doesn't lie to you. When it shows you that you're wrong for being impatient with your kids, or for hating your husband, or resenting your wife, or being phony with someone, or see, when it shows you that, it's not lying, it's the truth. When you see that it's not lying, and you don't try to duck it, and you just bear the pain of seeing you're wrong, that pain, which refines into remorse and regret, if you don't resent it, if you just bear it, and it becomes remorse, you're sad about what you see about yourself. You regret about what you see about yourself. You see that you can't change yourself. That's another thing that you see in the light. Do you see how that regret, that remorse, that realization, do you see how those are permeating your being, permeating your mind and your emotions, changing you for the better as you respond to the light? See, a living tree puts up its leaves and responds to the light and absorbs the light and grows. A dead tree, when the light shines upon it, it simply burns it. But the living tree, see? So if you respond properly to the light, then it will warm you and fill you with understanding. And as it permeates your being, it will change you for the better. Then you'll become a living child of God. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Those of you who are getting the 15-minute program, go to SheddingShackles.com and listen to the whole program. It was so good, the whole 30-minute program. You'll be glad you did. Those of you who got the 30-minute program, well, go to SheddingShackles.com and listen to the program again. Every time you listen to it, you'll hear something more, something deeper. Okay? And also, I've got a lot of books, a lot of YouTube videos, over 500 of them, lectures on all of these wonderful, wonderful topics. So start living, would you please? Start living instead of reacting, and start over, start afresh to a new life. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.